Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 5th of August. I'm Paul White. Well, folks, it's finally here. After months of preparation, a year's worth of spiritual and mental preparation, and then months worth of financial and physical preparation, the throes of the move are finally over. And what an amazing day for it to end. We arrived in Georgia last Monday afternoon. That was the 30th of July. We spent a couple of days taking care of errands and all the things you need to do in preparation to move in. Trucks rolled in on Wednesday the 1st, and we were done with unloading them before Wednesday night was over with. And then, of course, the long process of unpacking, which has taken, of course, days, as those things do. Here we arrive on the 5th of August. I'm actually recording this podcast on the 3rd of August. I'm finally getting to take a pretty deep breath. And I don't remember the last time that I've only been 2 days out from podcasts airing from when I recorded them. But now that I've got some breathing room, I plan on getting a bunch done and moving deeper into our studies in 1 Peter. But not only are we getting a break, finally, and getting to take a deep breath, but today is a special day for that to happen, August the 5th, as this podcast airs, because August the 5th is my anniversary. Natasha and I were married on the 5th of August, 1995. We are celebrating 23 years of marriage. I could not be more blessed and could not be happier with whom the Lord has put in my life, but also where our lives have went together. We grew up together. We found one another as kids, and basically we've spent our lives now getting to know one another and orienting ourselves in the world as a couple, not just as two individuals, but as one in so many respects, one individual. I honor my wife. Not only do I love her for who she is and what she is to me, but I love the acceptance that her spirit has of ministry and what this is all about. From day one, she's always understood our call, our gift, and our role in the world. We've evolved together in this journey as we've transformed into grace people and what that looks like, and kingdom people, letting grace influence how we raise our children, and the realization of the kingdom of God on the earth as a realization of what our marriage should look like and what life together should look like. And I can't honor her enough for that. When I go out into these churches and living rooms and homes and clubhouses and wherever the Lord opens the door for us to go, I can go with this assurance that my wife, even though she can't always be with me, is always with me. Every time I leave for a trip and we hold hands and pray over the trip for traveling mercies and for God to expound upon the Word and open up fresh avenues for me to see things. And so many of those sermons are birthed because there's a woman at home praying for me and believing God for me. But every time we do that, hold hands and pray before I walk out the door, she always says to me, I am so excited for what these people are about to experience. And that blesses me so much because it fires me up. I get on an airplane and I'm fired up about the fact that, yes, what these people get to experience is exciting, and we get to experience that as well. So I not only honor her and I say happy anniversary to her and I let you know about it, but I thank you because those of you out there on the road that we go visit, and those of you who support the podcast and support the ministry, you make it easier. You make it possible. I feel in so many respects like we have this back and forth relationship, you and I, podcast listeners and Paul White Ministry supporters. You help make it happen. Some of you with a few dollars a month, some of you with very significant dollars per month, some of you with an occasional semi-annual or annual donation, and some of those are quite large. And Some have put in offering plates when we've been in your community, or you've thrust money in my hand on your way out the door and said thank you and keep up the good work. I feel as if we have some sort of residual, this back and forth relationship. You keep sowing into the ground and we keep finding such nuggets, digging out wisdom and things we can share with you. I had a woman prophesy over me at a recent meeting, and she said, you are, and I share this because it was such a confirmation to me, and it actually put into words something I hadn't thought about. She said, you are mining deep, and the Holy Spirit is saying, keep mining. I'm going to show you deeper and deeper things, and you'll bring them out. And she even said, and I'm quoting her, I couldn't say this about myself, but she said, you're going to keep mining and bringing out things. It's going to be difficult because no one else is going to be mining there. And I have held on to that because it spoke something into my heart. So I wanted to take today's podcast as sort of a breather, just a like taking a big sigh, but also a celebration of my anniversary. And also a way of looking forward, of just saying that the best is yet to come, physically, metaphorically, spiritually, financially, literally, the best is yet to come. And I thank God for that. He has given me some insight into several things in my own life, several things to begin to lay before Him and to begin to set my sights upon. And I'm excited to see where the Father takes it. We have a very exciting month of August laid out in front of us. Not only are we in the new home, we also have a trip planned to Nebraska to take our son to Doane University. We will be ministering in a church in McDougal, Arkansas. I will be holding, co-hosting, or I don't know if co-hosting is right, but ministering together with John Sheesby in a conference in Decatur, Alabama. It's going to be an exciting month. Lots of moving parts, but this month seems like nothing compared to last month. It's kind of exciting to see where this goes. And also, over the next few weeks, as we negotiate our way around in the neighborhood and figure out all of the land, all the moving parts, we will be starting up, and hopefully by September, starting up a Tuesday night Bible study in the Flowery Branch, Georgia area. Very pumped about the things God's put in our heart. We're going to be studying the book of John, and of course, we'll make all of those available. We're going to go back to posting midweek Bible studies on our website. I've had a lot of people around the world excited to see the return of the midweek Bible study, and I am excited about getting together locally. Okay, tomorrow on the 6th, I'm breathing a little easier now. Tomorrow on the 6th, we will begin, go back into 1 Peter 1 and get busy in that. We'll see you then. God bless.